Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where there's a shocking story about one of the leaders of the so-called squad in the House of Representatives who was talking about her own experience getting an abortion when she was 19. And she describes it as a horrible experience. Isn't that remarkable? That it's a horrible experience where she changed her mind, which is very much like the movie Life Mark, the terrific film that came out just a couple of weeks ago. That the idea that this was a woman who wanted in the end not to terminate her pregnancy at age 19, but she did. Why? Because the doctors ignored her pleas. We will get to this story. It's a remarkable story. It's exactly what you'd expect to hear from someone who was strongly pro-life. But it's actually one of the most outspoken advocates for abortion on demand. We will get to that. We will also get to the departure from the Senate of one of its most thoughtful and constructive conservatives. Why? That's complicated, but we will get to that. He's leaving, actually, for what might be a much better job, both in terms of salary and in terms of influence, security, etc., etc. We will get to that as well. There is also a series of big new movies that are coming out today. One of them is actually a film that I give a very rare 4 stars to. Why? Well, we'll explain why. Because this film actually makes you feel better about movies and makes you feel better about America. And then President Biden, ignoring the bad news that for the Biden family concerning the charges against Hunter Biden, where apparently the prosecutors have been working on this, the same people have been working on it since the Trump administration, are now about ready to bring charges on various offenses to Hunter Biden. And there's the DeSantis and Biden friendship. Or is it? Or is it a question of the president using Governor DeSantis, or Governor DeSantis using the president, or both of them working in the public benefit? We will get to that as well. First off, I've just been riveted for the last hour or so, looking at the most recent map published by, it's put together by the Cook Political Report, Inside Elections, and Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball. These are the leading election prognosticators, and they're looking at the likely turnout and the likely results of all of the elections around the country that are going to determine the control of the House and the Senate. And what everybody has been saying for days and days and days is the House is a sure thing, the Republicans are sure to win. You look at this map, nothing is sure. Nothing is sure. This is an incredibly close election. And then the election for the U.S. Senate is even more uncertain. Karl Rove yesterday wrote a big, exhaustive piece about all of the close Senate races, and they are all across the country. There are three that are rated a direct toss-up in Nevada, where there's a Democratic incumbent who is being challenged, Catherine Masto, and in Georgia, where, of course, there's been a great deal of attention recently to Herschel Walker. He's running virtually tied. That's a pure toss-up with Raphael Warnock. And then in Pennsylvania, where you have that oddball race with two oddball candidates, Dr. Oz and John Fetterman, who is still trying to recover from the stroke that hit him in mid-campaign. Actually, even before the stroke, he sounded awfully weird. But that is a straight toss-up. And whoever wins, whichever side wins two out of three of those toss-up races, is almost certainly going to control the U.S. Senate. So that could go any way you want. And over in the U.S. House, there's no question Republicans have an advantage. According, again, to the Cook Political Report, to Inside Elections, and to Larry Sabato's crystal ball at the University of Virginia Center for Politics, the Democrats have 177 safe seats. Right now, they're leaving the Senate. They have 220 right now. So they have a chance of losing a bunch of seats. But the Republicans are doing better, but they have 202 safe or likely seats, which is also below what they have right now. Now, how could it be that both parties are below what they have right now? Because there are so many unsure competitive House seats. There are 26 toss-ups where they just don't know who's going to win. And the Republicans need to win six of those 23 toss-ups, as combined with their 10 that lean Republican and 202 that are safe Republican. Then if they win six of 26 toss-ups, the Republicans would win control of the House, but just barely. The chances are they'll win more than six, because in the nature of toss-ups, usually it's a sort of an even split. And if that's the case, if they get an even split there, then the Republicans will have 212. They will have more seats in the House than the Democrats do right now. But all of this goes to why this election is so important, and the idea that Joe Biden thinks that pardoning people in federal prison for marijuana, that's going to help him and his party win the election. What's fascinating is the Washington Post reported on that. Do you know how many people are currently serving in federal prison just for possession of marijuana? Anyone want to care to guess? There's nobody. There's nobody serving in federal prison just for possession of marijuana. So what is the president doing? He is obviously trying to appeal to, I guess, suburban voters or younger voters. When you look around the world, there is something of a tendency to take marijuana less and less seriously and to authorize more and more use of it in most countries. The Washington Post has an interesting column. And it's by Kelly Kasulis Cho. And Biden said no one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana. He called on senior administration officials to review how the drug is regulated under federal law and whether it should continue to be treated as a Class 1 substance along with drugs such as heroin, LSD, and ecstasy. And it says that more than 600,000 people were arrested for marijuana possession in 2018, according to the latest available data from the American Civil Liberties Union. But many if not most people serving time are in state systems. And what they say in the Washington Post, no one is serving time in a federal prison today solely for the crime of marijuana possession. White House officials said Thursday, nevertheless, more than 6,500 people may have such convictions on their records. So what this would do would get rid of those records and would make it easier for them to get jobs, etc. A meaningless gesture or an important move in the direction of equal rights. We will get to that. We'll also be speaking to Daniel Henninger, about Bidenomics and nuclear war. Connection? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
On the Michael Medved show, here is the President of the United States talking about his pardon policy and his eagerness to pardon literally thousands of people. This is 2A.
No one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana. It's already legal in many states. And criminal records for marijuana possession have led to needless barriers to employment, to housing, to educational opportunities. And that's before you address the racial disparities around who suffers the consequences. While white and black and brown people use marijuana at similar rates, black and brown people are arrested, prosecuted, and convicted at disproportionately higher rates. So today, I'm taking three steps to end this failed approach.
Okay, so what are these three steps? The president at his teleprompter explained. This is 2B.
First, I'm announcing a pardon for all prior federal offenses for the simple possession of marijuana. There are thousands of people who are convicted for marijuana possession who may be denied employment, housing, or educational opportunities as a result of that conviction. My pardon will remove this burden on them. Second, I'm calling on all governors to do the same for state marijuana possession offenses. Third, the federal government currently classifies marijuana as a Schedule I substance, the same as heroin and LSD, and more serious than fentanyl. Makes no sense. So I'm asking the Secretary of Health and Human Services and the Attorney General to initiate a process to review how marijuana is scheduled under federal law. Even as federal and local regulations of marijuana change, important limitations on trafficking, marketing, and underage sales should stay in place. Too many lives have been upended because of our failed approach to marijuana. It's time that we right these wrongs.
Okay, you'll notice that he talks about our failed approach to marijuana, but he doesn't talk about marijuana itself and the lives that have been upended by marijuana itself. We spent a lot of time about this on the air, but the idea that he is now urging governors to do this? Is this really, at one point the Democrats were talking about they were going to be winning on climate change. Well, nobody seems to care about climate change except for hardened activists. And right now there's a real problem in terms of our economy and our future. And one of the reasons that Russia feels confident about breaking down the unity of the West has to do with the obsession with climate change. But we will get to that with Daniel Henninger coming up. We'll also be speaking with Steve Forbes about the importance of economic growth and what a disaster it is that so many Democrats now are talking about looking away from growth to focus on other concerns. We'll also be speaking later in the show to Steve Meyer. So we have two great Steves, Steve Meyer and Steve Forbes, Steve Meyer of Discovery Institute, talking about some shocking and very controversial new discoveries from the Space Telescope, the James Webb Space Telescope. But the idea about the liberating impact of marijuana laws. What's interesting to me about this is they've actually done some surveys in places where they changed marijuana laws, like Washington State or the state of Colorado, and there's not a unanimous sort of agreement that this was such a good idea. When you talk about things that are controversial at one point and then they become less controversial as people get used to them, for instance, gay marriage would be one of those examples. I mean, gay marriage was voted down. I think it was in a total of 30 different states when they had a chance to vote on it. But now that it's become a reality in the after the Obergefell case, most people do not oppose gay marriage anymore. Legalized weed is not like that, because when you actually live in a state where you see marijuana advertised fairly aggressively and marketed very aggressively, I mean, it should be very obvious that what those of us who were opposed to legalized weed had said was completely true, which is that the use of marijuana will go up, and it will go up particularly in states that authorize it. And the idea of these pardons for people who are not in federal prison, who are only a minority anyway of the people who were arrested at one point for marijuana. And one of the objections to all of this is part of what happens in our criminal justice system is if someone is arrested, sometimes for a very serious crime, sometimes even for a violent crime, they will plead it down to a marijuana charge precisely because it doesn't have a long prison sentence, even in statewide prisons, let alone the very rare cases where people went to prison once upon a time to federal prisons. And so what the people that are being pardoned about all of this, and it's wrong to even say the people who are going to be released, because as the Washington Post reports, there are no people right now in federal prisons who are there just because of possession of marijuana. They are people who are there for selling and distribution of marijuana illegally. Well, guess what? That is something that President Biden says in this very confused and very inept new policy. He says, no, he doesn't want to withdraw the idea of actually arresting and imprisoning people for pushing marijuana. It's just the people for simple use. So the number of people you're talking about whose lives will be changed because their records will be wiped clean by these presidential pardons, really? What about a presidential pardon for a member of the family for Joe Biden? MSNBC, again, not a conservative outlet, MSNBC reporting with Kate Tour interviewing a reporter from the Washington Post, reporting on the looming charges against the president's son, Hunter. We will get to that coming up. We'll also be talking to Daniel Henninger about the idea that Bidenomics, the new plans for changing the economy that Joe Biden has put into place are not only bad in terms of the welfare of the American people, they're also profoundly dangerous in terms of the message that economic agenda sends to Vladimir Putin and other thugs of the anti-Western world, people like Kim Jong-un in North Korea and President Xi of China, and, of course, the mullahs in Iran. What's the connection? We will get to that and more coming up with Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death rate from breast cancer has dropped by 43% in the past decade. According to an American Cancer Survey report, Black women are still more likely to die from the disease, even with a lower incidence of it. A senior author of the report saying death rates are declining in black women just in as almost all other groups, but the gap still remains. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, tragedy strikes in Texas.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a 2.5-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. All suspects have been taken into custody. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Michael Medved Show, Daniel Henninger's weekly column, which is called Wonderland, appears in the Wall Street Journal every Thursday, and he's been a finalist for Pulitzer Prizes. He shared the Journal's Pulitzer Prize in 2002 for coverage of September 11th, and his two most recent columns are both terrifying and very significant. The column that came out yesterday is entitled Putin's Best Weapon, Bidenomics. And then the column the week before is called The Next Pandemic, Anxiety Over Life Itself. We talked about it on the air at some length. Do you believe that that part of what is going on with Bidenomics and with Vladimir Putin actually contributes to this national panic, and not just pandemic, but panic over the common instance of anxiety for so many Americans?
Oh, yeah, I really do think so, Michael. I mean, the war in Ukraine was one thing when it was the Ukrainians battling with the Russians, but suddenly with Vladimir Putin escalating the rhetoric anyway and the threats to the possibility of using a tactical nuclear weapon, whatever one may think about the credibility of that threat, it has clearly gotten the attention of the world's people. One knows, just anecdotally speaking to people, that they're concerned about the idea that a nuclear weapon could be used in our time. And the question then becomes, what are we going to do about it, or what would we do about it? And as so often is the case with our politics and politicians today, it's not clear that they have an answer. And it's kind of a piece with what people have been experiencing the past several years, especially under the Biden administration. We went through difficult 2 years of the pandemic and the lack of clarity on public policy, such as inoculations or masking, inflation, the high price of gasoline, foodstuff, and other necessities of life. The administration seems to have nothing, no way to address that other than, reducing the National Petroleum Reserve. And now the possibility of a nuclear war, or at least tactical nuclear weapons being used in Eastern Europe. And so, yeah, it creates a great sense of anxiety in a lot of people. And as I was writing last week, there's a federal task force which has recommended that all adults now be screened for anxiety. So, it kind of gets to the point where you're thinking that the next pandemic is going to be life itself. Are we condemned to live in a state of constant anxiety? And the recent evidence suggests maybe we are.
Well, your column makes the fascinating point that these advisory panels are saying they want anxiety screening for everybody between the age of 8 to 65. And you mentioned that the reason that they terminate the basically screening for people over 65 is because when you're over 65, you have so many problems anyway. It's kind of normal to be anxious. Is there any other reason that people over 65 should be considered exempt from concerns about anxiety?
Well, I don't think so. One might hope and assume that when people reach that stage of their life, they would be more settled. But today, it's a two-edged sword that we live with, Michael. Medical science is able to do so many things, but it's also able to discover problems that older people might have, and so including such things as cancer or dementia. People worry about that. Older people are in touch with their grown children all the time, who themselves may have children. You do that through social media, text messaging, email. Life is full of problems. And so everyone from both ends of the spectrum become aware of the problems that either their older parents are having or that their younger children is having. So, yeah, it produces a significant amount of anxiety over there. And the question is, how do people treat that kind of sense of the possibility of dread always sitting out there in their future somewhere?
And by the way, the when you talk about people over 65 being settled, and you'd like to believe that, that goes against the tremendous trend toward what is called gray divorce. I mean, this is something that my wife has studied and written two books about, not gray divorce, but divorce in general. And the incidence of older people who are changing that fundamental aspect of their lives right now has gone up and up very dramatically, while divorces for people of younger ages have not. What about the connection that you wrote about yesterday, which is also incredibly scary and anxiety-producing? The connection between Vladimir Putin and his threats of blowing up the world and Bidenomics. How is it that Bidenomics makes it easier for Putin to terrify people?
Well, the basic reason, Michael, is that Putin is issuing these threats at a time when the West, to its credit, has been supporting Ukraine both militarily and financially. But Europe and indeed the United States are heading into a winter. Fuel prices, energy prices are rising. And the problem with Bidenomics is that the world may indeed be entering a period of recession or extremely low economic growth, which would put pressure on our ability to resist and to keep the Russians and to keep supporting the Ukrainians if money is becoming scarce. What you would want most of all right now is the United States with a strong economy and the ability for its economy to recognize or realize its post-pandemic potential. But instead, there have been very few pro-growth economic policies issuing from the Biden administration. Instead, if you look back through what they've done, it's almost entirely directed at saving the planet, at climate change. The president himself brags about that. Well, we can have a discussion about that another time, Michael, but those are policies set out in the 5, 10, 15, or 20-year future, not in the here and now, when the world needs the United States to be growing and, theoretically, at the moment, producing energy to help Europe get through this period of crisis and to sustain Ukraine, who are the tip of the spear, really, for the rest of us, fighting of Vladimir Putin.
When you talk about this connection and the obsession with climate change, uber alles, again, for people who believe that everything was fixed because of the Inflation Reduction Act, the Hurricane Ian comes as something of a reminder for people who want to blame that disaster on climate change. I do recommend, we'll link to both of your columns that we've had the chance to discuss. And by the way, keep the provocation going. Yes or no, do you think that if the Republicans win control of both houses, anxiety, fear will subside, that there will be a better spirit in the country?
Yes, I do. There will be more hope.
I appreciate that answer and take some encouragement from it. Daniel Henninger, always a pleasure. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVet History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved show, Joe Biden, another setback, and it's a serious setback that every American feels, which is with OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. And the OPEC decision to cut back on production is directly related to the fact that after going down and down and down and down, and everybody noticed it, everybody felt it, everybody was grateful for it, all of a sudden gas prices are going up again. In California, I saw photographs of signs for a regular gas station where it was like $6.70. It was incredibly high for a gas again. And what about the White House now basically saying that his previous trip to Saudi Arabia was not about oil production? And if not, why not? Because Saudi Arabia is one of our most important allies. And yet on this issue, and again, it's their own money, they make more money with higher prices. They have put that ahead of any loyalty to the United States and to the West in general when there's a prospect of a very tough winter ahead. This is President Biden on OPEC and his trip to Saudi Arabia. Clip 4.
The trip was not essentially for oil. The trip was about the Middle East and about Israel and rationalization of positions. But it is a disappointment, and it says that they're a problem.
Okay, again, he had said he was criticized because he had not brought up the question of human rights in Saudi Arabia. Human rights in Saudi Arabia is usually a pretty brief discussion because this is not one of those homes to human rights. Now, let's put it this way, compared to Iran, Saudi Arabia is a garden of liberty, but and again, and the violence of Iran is something else that Americans prefer to look away from right now. And but we will see what occurs there. The president also is facing all kinds of questions about Hunter Biden. And I'm not one of those people who believes that everything has been covered up here, because one of the things that happened is that during the Trump administration, they began with some very well-respected career prosecutors, people with a great deal of credibility, investigation of Hunter Biden involved with various crimes, some of them involving gun possession, some of them involving taxes and basically cheating the government out of taxes that he should have owed, plus the possibility of representing foreign interests here without registering as an appropriate lobbyist. Katie Tour on MSNBC was speaking to a Washington Post reporter about what is going on with the case against the president's son. This is clip five.
Federal agents investigating Hunter Biden say they have gathered, quote, sufficient evidence to charge him with tax and gun purchase crimes.
So this investigation was opened in 2018. It's been going on a long time. And it's been supervised since the Biden administration began by a holdover U.S. attorney from the Trump administration in Delaware. And what we're told is that agents believe and have believed for a number of months that they have a chargeable case against Hunter Biden. But it's important to remember, charging decisions are not made by agents. Charging decisions are made by prosecutors at the Justice Department.
And what are the specifics in the case against Hunter Biden? There's this from the Washington Post, again, clip six.
On the tax question, we don't know a lot of the specifics, but we know it's on the sort of general problem of allegedly failing to report significant amounts of income. And on the gun issue, it's a little more complicated in that when a person buys a gun, they fill out from a licensed dealer, they fill out some paperwork, and they have to say a number of things, and they have to be truthful in those statements. And the allegation or concern is that in 2018, when Hunter Biden bought a gun, he said he did not have a substance problem and was not addicted to drugs. When, in fact, in his own autobiography, he writes that he was using drugs quite significantly in that time period, and he has since said he's gotten clean and beaten that addiction.
Does this have anything to do with the laptop?
So it's really unclear. We can't tell at this point how important or unimportant the laptop has been to this federal investigation. Just to back up, you know, for folks who don't remember, there was a lot of to-do just before the 2020 election that a laptop that Hunter Biden supposedly dropped off at a repair shop in Delaware had been turned over to the FBI.
Okay, this is now more on Hunter Biden. I actually do think that this is good news for the country. I'll tell you why. Because the worst news for the country would be the prospect of the new Republican Congress, assuming there will be a new Republican majority, at least in the House, and very possibly in both the House and the Senate, that if they get taken up with the issue of Hunter Biden and try to answer all of the investigations of Trump, now with investigations of the president's son, who has had a less than reputable career and life experience, and yes, with substance abuse, and you remember the selling of the paintings, which people saw as a means of buying influence with the Biden family. None of this is actually good for the president, but what would be good for the president if they actually file charges, and then he faces trial and has to deal with that. But a series of federal investigations might create more publicity about Joe Biden and his family. But frankly, I don't think it's going to change people's minds. President Biden has a no-goodnik son who is involved with all kinds of illegal or at the very best sloppy legality questions about gun purchases and taxes and lying in order to get a gun and not letting people know that he was actually addicted to drugs. Is that going to change anyone's opinion or approach to Joe Biden. No, it would hurt the president. I'm sure he would be distressed by it. But frankly, people aren't going to make decisions on that kind of issue. And they never have with presidential relatives. You may remember there were questions, deep questions, about Bill Clinton's brother, his brother Roger, and there have been questions about other behavior and challenges from other presidential offspring, and it never becomes a decisive issue determining that president's future. Is this one of the reasons that President Biden, as I expect, will decide not to run at age 82, as he would be? He turns 80 in November, which is just stunning when you think about it. Look, and when you talk about the political game, there's also news today about the Ben Sasse might be resigning from the Senate. And I actually believe that Ben Sasse is certainly one of the most brilliant and one of the most substantive members of the U.S. Senate. He's someone I greatly admire. He would not be resigning from the Senate entirely because he's disgusted with the Senate, though I think he is, and has expressed that. But he would be doing it because of an opportunity, which has not been confirmed yet, to become the new president of the University of Florida. Does this mean that Ben Sasse, who's 50 years old, that this rules out what a lot of people had thought, that this might be someone with presidential ambitions? Well, if he moves to Florida and he becomes the president of the state's leading university, the leading state university in Florida, which is the University of Florida, he would be joining a whole crowd of potential wannabe presidents in the Sunshine State, including, of course, Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Rick Scott, former governor, and Senator Marco Rubio. There's that guy who lives in Mar-a-Lago, too, who may still be interested in the presidency. Interesting times in the Sunshine State, yes, and in the rest of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.